This song is written by John Jacob Niles, who was a musician born in the early 20th century, died in 1980, and he was known for his exploration of Appalachian folk tunes and adapting them. He did a lot of research. He's, you know, really well known in the field. However, he was also a composer, and this is a song that he wrote, the words and music by John Jacob Niles. It's called What Songs Were Sung, and to me, it's very simple in its folk statement. It's all strophic, same verse, verse, verse. And the sentiments are very simple as well. But it's really, to me, a testament to faith. He writes, we don't really know. We have accounts from the Bible. The Bible has been questioned and changed over and over again for centuries. Jesus was really mentioned only twice in some of the historians of his time, one of them being Josephus. And Josephus simply said, well, I heard about this guy. So when we think about the birth of Jesus, who is, you know, is divinity, he is the great example. We just have to look at it through the eyes of faith, just simply through the eyes of faith. And that to me brings the wonder and the miracle of the life of Jesus the Christ. What songs were sung? What songs were sung, we do not know. What stars shone down so long ago, when Mary birthed her own sweet son, and peace and love became as one. The Son of God, as Scripture said, was virgin born in a tiny shed where simple shepherds stood hard by, while heavenly sound filled up the sky. Now let us stand uncovered all before his crèche in a lowly stall, where kings and angels dignify God's gift of love in humility. Songs were sung, what starlight fell, or why the holy mysteries dance for so many years in so many lands. We cannot tell
We do not know what stars shone down so long ago when Mary birthed her own sweet son, and peace and love became as
Bonnie, you bring such beautiful music every Sunday. Now, will you please open your hearts and your minds and prepare for the words from my very own Reverend Connie Beth Grady.
Thank you. Good morning. What a beautiful, sunshiny morning. It seems like spring. It's a wonderful day. And in this day and in this times, when the universe is showing us all this favor of the sunlight, when we look at the news, then we wonder what happened. What's going on in our country? What's going on in the universe? And thinking about all of these things, I was thinking this morning, do you realize that the universe doesn't understand or acknowledge race or color or creed? The universe only gives us back, no matter who we are or what we are, what we give to the world, be it good or bad. And here we're talking, and rightfully so, about some of the injustices that have been done in this day and age. But I was thinking about, if we all just followed natural law, if we all just followed the teachers of the universe, as Master Jesus, as Buddha, as Muhammad, as whoever it is that you look to for your enlightenment, then we'd all be a lot better off. If we could learn to respect and to love no matter what. And in thinking about those things, and speaking to Alicia this morning about the Nazis and about slavery, you know, we don't know in our life passage what we have experienced ourselves in other lives. But what we have experienced in other lives, or what we experience today, allows us to grow in compassion and love and understanding. For if we have not walked through the negative, we can't understand what it is to be there. If we have not walked out of the negative into the love and the compassion, we can't see the difference. You see, on this planet, we're all growing together. And when there is an injustice to one culture or one group, in reality, it's an injustice to all of us. In reality, we're not living to the standards that we say we want to emulate. In thinking of Jesus the Christ in his life, in thinking of the conversations that I've had with Spirit about the path of the soul and what we're here for. We're here to learn and to grow and to understand, yes, but with some important element that is very difficult for all of us to do, and that is not to judge. That, I think, is the most difficult thing for any of us, me included. It comes so natural that is out there before you even realize what has happened. To stand back with respect. Maybe someone is not acting up to your standards, but they're acting in the place that they know how, with the life that's been given them and the opportunities. Instead of judging, wouldn't it be nice if we could say, I understand. And I know there's a phrase that Spirit used to say, even if you can't understand, you can say, please help me to understand, even though I can't understand yet. Please allow me to grow into that spiritual awareness that each person and each spirit is where they're supposed to be. But when we turn on those judgments, that doesn't do our life any good. That puts us behind. That turns off that spiritual inspiration that we have all have. That turns off the purpose for our life here today. I know for years, when my husband was going to class, he'd say, I just don't know what my purpose is. So disgusted. What is my purpose? Please tell me what my purpose is. And one day, Spirit answered him and told him, we are not here to tell you what your purpose is. We're here to tell you that what you're doing is what you're doing right. You see, sometimes our purpose is just to love the people. And it's very difficult for people to do that. Just to love the people where you are. Just to love your life and be happy where you are. There are so many people that are looking at themselves as victims today. And I think we've all been there. We've all understood what it's like to be a victim. But as long as we manifest that victim mentality, we can never be a success in our own life. And if we can just live our truth to the best of our knowledge, and to live without judgment, and to live with love, and to live with understanding, and to live the important things in life are the simple things in life. It's not what you do to get up and get ready for Christmas and work and work and slave to make sure everything's all right for everything else. But while you're out and about the world, haven't you been blessed at the cashier that says, have a Merry Christmas. Have a blessed day. Don't you all feel that respect when a stranger respects you? Just take that and multiply it in your life if you would do the same things to the strangers all about you. You see, when we're vibrating that loving essence, it's like a light that attracts those people who need that light. And it's like a light that goes out and it spreads as we all live those true attributes that have been given us, those highest and best attributes that make you you, that make me, that make us who we are. The positive attributes that someone would say, oh, isn't he a lovely person? Isn't she a lovely person? Isn't she understanding? You see, we're not any of us doing our part in the name of the Christ consciousness, or none of us are doing our part on the universe, in the universal atmosphere today, if we aren't living what we say we believe in. There's an old saying, you can tell a sermon more in your life than what you say with your words. It's how you live your life is the importance as to whether your life is successful or not. When we get to the other side, what we've accomplished as far as intelligence and what we've accomplished as far as master's degree, doctorate degree, those are wonderful. But those that don't really account for our spiritual path. Those things don't really make a difference in enlightenment. But it's the simple things that you can give that are worth silver, that are worth gold, that are worth more than any present that you can ever give. It's to give of yourself, to give of your personality, to go within, as Hope said, and do something creative and pass it on. That's what life's all about, not just at Christmas, but every day. Every day. I've heard so many people here in class say, oh, I want to make a difference in the world. I really want to make a difference. I want to be successful. Well, you've got to make a difference in your own life first. If you can get up and feel fulfilled and just give that love to someone else, that's the most bountiful, beautiful essence you can ever give. Is that not what Jesus did? He gave of his higher self, of that higher nature. If we all did that, there would not be any problems in the world. And lastly, all of you have talents. I have talents. Everyone that is born on this earth plane has a talent that is specific to them in some way. We all, everyone here, loves Charlie. Charlie comes in with a smile and he says, how are you? I'm fine. And he tells you, his friend, I will tell you when he comes, it lights my spirit. And I know it lights all of your spirits. Can you imagine the difference that this person is making in the world? The simplicity of love, the simplicity of respect, and just wanting that respect back. In love and understanding. Last week at the peace concert, everyone here gave so sweetly of their talents, and it was absolutely beautiful. You see, I've gotten phone calls all week. I've talked about it all week. Hasn't it changed your life all this week for you who were here? It's life-changing when we give of ourselves, when we give that highest and best. We don't have to worry about our life when we just follow the simple plan of love, compassion, respect, without judgment. I hope as we grow as a community, I hope as we grow, we can remember to live this as we go outside shopping, as we go next door to the neighbors. We don't have to pass out tracts and say, oh, come to our church. That doesn't change the world. When they understand, though, I don't mean don't invite them, but what really changes the world is how you treat them. Just those simple things in life. We talk about children, how loving they are when they're just little bitty tots. And we love Hayden that comes here and the little babies when they come. Precious little children. It seems like they are so innocent until they go to school. I wonder what would happen if we started preparing them for what might happen at school and how to turn the other cheek. You know, none of us, if we learn not to be bothered by the negative, it doesn't go on, does it? I used to tell my kids when they come home crying, don't let it bother you. That's the secret. But you know, that's still the secret today. Because it reflects on what we think of ourselves. If we are doing the best that we know how, then that's all anybody can ask. That's all anybody can even ask. Even God Himself. So let your light shine and know that you're enough. It's right there within you. God bless you.